Calgary Flame forward Garnet Hathaway, brand new deal in place as of yesterday, 1 year, a two-way deal. Garnet, good morning. Thanks for doing this. Congrats.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
Are you a big fan of Afternoon Delight, the yacht rock?
I was a bigger fan of the Anchorman version, I think.
Yeah, that's probably
that's a good
fair.
Comment.
That's probably fair. So was this a stressful kind of a thing, waiting for a deal to get done, or were you kind of under the impression that this was going to be a fairly easy task?
I think as a restricted free agent, it's kind of it's an easier task, other than an unrestricted guy. But you always have that little worry in the back of your mind, but it wasn't too stressful.
What was the message from Brad and the staff at the end of the season? I'm not sure if you spoke to them over the course of this, but year-end meetings, what did they tell you?
Yeah, it's they always give you a few things to work on and try and get better. So, they weren't super long meetings for anyone this year, but, just trying to get back to getting better.
I really enjoyed watching you play this year, Garnet. You seemed to find a way to impact the game immensely, even if you didn't have huge minutes. And your coach in the American League, in the times he had, you said the same thing. Is that something that is front of mind, or is that just the way you've always played the sport?
I think that's the way I've always played. Just trying to, trying to get my body in the game, trying to get some contact. And, it's nice of Coach Huska to say, and means a lot.
Does that make it easy when you have a pretty clear, defined role in that, and it's maybe unfair, and your game may evolve and change, but as it sits right now, you don't need to worry about offense, you don't need to worry about much other than just being physical and doing your job. Does that make it easier for you?
There's different parts that most guys highlight for their game, but there's always things to work on. Obviously, I want to contribute more offensively. There's specific things that guys, have an identity for. And that's definitely a big one for me.
One of the first memories probably some Flames fans will have, the Bruins at the Dome, and you decide to go hard to the net and lay a little chop in on Zdeno Chara. Now, what were you thinking, for starters, and what were you thinking after he kind of, you woke the bear there a little bit?
Yeah, that was that's a fun memory, definitely. That was in Boston, and I had a lot of family there, and that's a game I'll never forget. But those moments, you just kind of, you don't think about those in the game. You're just trying to go hard to the net.
There were like four other guys on the ice, right? That you could have.
Yeah, even the goalie, you probably.
Yeah, you could have gone and given Rask a shot, and it probably would have gone better. Did he say anything to you?
There's a short exchange, but. It's always that talk on the ice that stays in the ice,
Yeah.
That's fair. Garnet, you played 4 years at Brown. You did not have a massive collegiate career in terms of points. I don't recall a free agent frenzy for you as an undrafted college player. And yet, fresh out of NCAA hockey, you do find your way up to the NHL in rather quick order. How has it happened for you? And did you see it playing out like this when you did graduate?
I don't think I saw it playing out this way. It was definitely a dream, like a lot of undrafted guys. But it shows that the path, it's not impossible. I think the pro game might play to my style a little better than college did. But just as long as I keep improving, there's always a chance. And they'll find the guys that are going to play drafted or not.
Channing Garnet Hathaway has a new deal, 1 year, two-way deal signed yesterday with the Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Where do we find you today? I know you're from Maine. What's your summer like?
Yeah, I'm in Providence, Rhode Island right now with a fire truck driving by, actually.
All right. Careful.
So I'm trying to fix that a little bit. I'm in Providence, right down the street from the Brown campus, actually, for the summer. And I'm training in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Where I have been the last few years.
Spygate.
I was going to say, you.
Cheers, huh?
You're getting some tape. What are you doing? are you a Patriots guy?
I'm a Patriots fan. But can't help you with that stuff, though, guys.
Oh, all right.
Do you have the Tom Brady cookbook, or is that still on the wish list at Amazon there?
It's on the wish list. It's in the cart, but it's one of those, you know, you're going to have to wait.
It's in the cart. Yeah, exactly.
You got the new deal. I mean, maybe now's the time. Right. I don't know.
Signing bonus, maybe spend some of that dough.
That's right.
Do you stay in touch with many of the guys over the course of the summer, or being that you're on the East Coast, are you kind of removed?
You're a little removed being on the East Coast. I stay in touch with a few guys, definitely, but, you know, after you spend a lot of time with guys in a pretty condensed amount of time, so I think a lot of guys, you know, they go their own ways for the summer, but, you know, I stay in touch with a few.
Talk about the off season. Obviously, some big moves. You have two new goaltenders, a new defenseman. Michael Stone comes back. It's very much going to be a new look team, but expectations probably are even higher than they were going into last year.
Yeah, I think management's done a lot to help improve the team, and you know, if in my case, it's exciting to be a part of it. You know, you always want to improve on the season beforehand, so you know they're obviously doing their job, and now it's on the players to do theirs.
What does camp look like for you, Garnett? There seems to be a few spots to be battled for in the bottom six, and what do you have to show in that short period of time, and then the preseason that follows?
You know, it's just I don't think it's changed from the last few years I've been at camp. You can always look at the roster, you can look at, you know, all the guys invited to camp, and you just kind of have to worry about yourself in those situations.
Is it,
you know,
frustrating?
They're gonna find
yeah.
the. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Garnett. Just finish.
Well, they'll find the guys that will help the team the most, and you know, as a player, you can't look too much into the numbers. You just gotta go play your game.
You signed the two-way deal, and I know even going back to last year, there's the good and the bad of a two-way deal. Obviously, for the team, they like to have that luxury. For the player, you know, you can easily shuttle back and forth, but it also makes you a very easy target to go down if somebody's injured and they come back, despite how well you might be playing. Was it hard to sign a two-way deal? Were you disappointed, or is that just part of the process and where you are in your career?
I think you said it best. You know, second, there's it's definitely part of the process, and in my career, I think I got a great deal, and I'm really excited to be with the Flames right now.
I wonder what it's like coming to Western Canada when you've grown up in the Northeast and gone to school there, and then of course you also spent some time in California. This hockey thing's taking you to the other side of the continent pretty well the last few years.
Yeah, no, it's kind of tough for my family to come to the games, but other than that, it's, you know, it's a great situation, especially in Calgary, and you know, with the fans there and how much they love hockey, it doesn't feel far from home, even though the miles don't show it.
Well, you're one of the guys I know this offseason, maybe not the biggest name to get signed, but I know fans are excited to have you back. They love that style that you play. I think any team, when you have someone that crashes and bangs like you do, they become a fan favorite, and I think that this is going to be a big year for you. Congrats on the deal. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you in obviously a few weeks now. We're getting closer and closer.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Here's Garnett Hathaway, the Jockey Bear. I couldn't bring it up.
No, it's too abstract. It's
Patriots guy.
Got still that. Like him, though.
Yeah?
No, that is all!
Thanks.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, Bill.